Thank you. That was really nice. It was a kind of a toe tapper, wasn't it? Okay, I was tapping my toes. It was beautiful, though. Really nice. I love the words. Words were fantastic. Beautiful message, especially this time of the year. Very, very heartfelt. Very nice. So thanks. Thanks for sharing that with us. Just saying the words can put fear into the heart just about any student. Well, not everybody. Sometimes people can be pretty confident when they hear these words. Other times, they don't really care. So it could be any on the spectrum, I guess. But when you hear the words, pop quiz, or we're going to have an exam on that, it's like, uh-oh, the whole range of emotions might strike at any moment. You like taking tests? No. It's not one of my favorite things sometimes either. One of the ones someone was telling me about the other day was they were trying to get into college. And their school that they wanted to get into required the SAT exam. You've probably heard of the SAT. It's a kind of a college standardized test that you have to take in order for a lot of colleges to be admitted to the school. Especially here in the United States, they go through this whole thing. So SAT, I think originally it was the Scholastic Aptitude Test. And so if you have a lot of aptitude when it comes to scholastics, you'll do well. But it sounds scary in and of itself as well. Now, they've changed the test over the years. Began the test way back. It's hard to believe, but I read the other day that they began that SAT test in 1926. 1926 is when that first test came out. They changed the name a couple of times, and I had to laugh because now you know what they call it? The SAT. Amazing. So I guess it's got different words that maybe flow with it now. But anyway, it's supposed to show how ready you are for college. And I suppose overall it's probably a pretty good indication of, you know, what a student might know and what their abilities are when it comes to the classroom. But that's not always true either, because some of us, you hear the word test and you start to panic and you get worried and, oh no, my brain kind of freezes and I forget everything I thought that I knew and that sort of thing. So some of us may end up in that kind of a situation as well. But the more you take tests, supposedly, it's a little easier to take that exam and go through that quiz and recognize what's really in that brain of yours so you can get it out a little bit easier. Because they're supposed to point to not only the things you don't know, but if you're positive about these kinds of things, a test is supposed to show the things you do know. So not too many of us, if we have to take a test, get every one wrong, do we? Normally there's at least a few that are right, so we can have some success. We can recognize, okay, yeah, the things I need to put a little bit more time into to learn and study, but there's also things that point out that, hey, I actually know these things, and I have a strength when it comes to taking some of these kinds of tests. Now, why do I talk about all this kind of stuff? Well, because in the next few weeks, we are to take a test. We have an exam that we're to take. In fact, it is the SAT. It's the Spiritual Assessment Test. The Spiritual Assessment Test is an assignment that we've gotten for our spiritual class, I guess you could say. And we have to take this test. It's an assessment test that God requires us to take. But there is one cool thing about it. Guess who administers the test? You do. You get to administer this test. Now, you don't have to take it alone. You can get some help with the test, which is also very nice. But we get to administer this test. And with the Passover less than a month away, it is time to evaluate ourselves spiritually. So in the next couple of weeks, we look at our spiritual condition. Now, this is something we really should be doing to some extent or another all along the way. It shouldn't be something we only do at this time of the year. But the Bible gives us pretty clear instruction that this is a special time, and not to minimize the need to take a special inventory at this time of the year. Almost like, you know, stores take inventory. Sometimes they do it a couple of times a year, but they take inventory every single year. And so God gives us some direction that we also need to have an exam. And so this afternoon, I'd like you to consider 3 points as we take the SAT, the Spiritual Assessment Test. To begin with, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. I've organized the sermon according to our SAT. In fact, those letters will be our points. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 gives us our first point in the SAT. Let's see if you can pick it out. 1 Corinthians 11, 27. Here the Apostle Paul is writing to those in Corinth. The Corinthians had many problems, many issues that they were dealing with. They were not doing things correctly when it came to worshiping God. They didn't understand how services should be run. There was lots of arguments about, well, let's do this and that, and let's speak in all these different languages. And he says, now, God isn't a God of confusion. So he gives instructions on that. He gives instructions on how to treat each other. There was a lot of compromise when it came to God's way. There was a lot of prejudice within the congregation. There was a lot of confusion when it came to how to do different things. So Paul writes this letter of correction to guide them and lead them on how they should worship God first and foremost. And so here in this section, he's talking about the Passover. Notice what he says. 1 Corinthians 11, 27. He says, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Well, no one wants that. And so he says, verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Did you catch our first point in this little section of Scripture? God inspired Paul to tell us, scrutinize yourself. Examine yourself. We're taking the SAT, so the S is to scrutinize. In fact, that word for examine can mean that. Some translations actually write it that way. Scrutinize yourself as we approach the Passover. And literally that word can mean that. It's an interesting word. It's the Greek word dokimazo. And it means to examine, to scrutinize, to test, all of those things that you think of when you think of quizzes and exams. You know, prove yourself, try yourself. And so it does point us in that direction. But the word is an interesting one, I think, that gives us some indication of what that scrutiny should entail. Do you know how the Greeks would use this word? Especially when you think of it during the time of the Roman Empire, here when Paul was writing this. There were coins, much like we have coins today, that they would use to pay their debts or buy things,